is, oh, there's Diary. So we got them all, Ellis. Let me give you one. Don't look at my notes here.
Okay.
There's one that I was. Put Ellis on a mic over here. You're right, Chad. Now we just have like a minute left here, but let's see. You wanted to give me. Hang on, let me get there. We go. Go ahead.
Okay, I've got two for you, Larry.
Okay,
I have a log or record of animals, and a large blue flightless bird.
Large blue.
Yeah, aggressive bird.
Not an emu. Mm-mm. Not a large, a blue bird.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hawk. Not a. I'll give you one. Payment for services. Payment for services.
Not complimentary, is it?
No.
No.
Flying pigs are also imaginary, writes Alan. That's a good point. Mm. Gail knew Diary, and Mike says, nice job, Ellis, for coming up with Diary. Yeah. This would be compensation.
Oh,
would be
yeah.
When you work, you get a... On the 15th and the last day of the month,
it's a paycheck, but...
It's a paycheck based on your...
Salary!
Yes, there.
Now I get how everyone else feels.
There it is. It's hard. It's not so easy sitting here. There's Ellis's first charge, but a blue bird.
Yeah, aggressive bird might be better.
An aggressive... I have no idea.
Do you want me to get it? It's a cassowary.
I would never have known that. And that's a real?
That's a real bird.
A real bird?
It's known for being like one of the most aggressive, like most dangerous birds to interact with because it's got like really long talons on its feet.
Gail in Stanton Heights just got that. And did you give me a second one?
A log or record of animals.
A log, and that's not Diary. Of animals.
Yeah.
Animals. What kind of a log of animals? I hate to give up so easily. What about lasting for a limited time? That's yours.
Well, that's temporary.
Yeah,
there.
That's temporary. Ellis's mind is quicker than mine. I'm gonna have to give up on the log. What is that?
So it's a bestiary.
I'm supposed to know these. A bestiary.
Yeah.
So that's like some people keep little books on how often they get their oil changed in their car. This would be what you keep for how you interact with your animal.
More how many like various different animals you would run into in like a specific area. I think it pops up a lot in video games.
Yeah, that's excellent. Ah, now I know. Thank you, Ellis. Those are good. I appreciate that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Ellis Dorham. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, including internet streaming services, and WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to TuneIn, Streama, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, and other streaming services. A few others coming in that we don't have time for, but Stephen Sharon, new bestiary, as did Gail in Stanton Heights. And this is a good one. The clue is tired, and the answer is weary. Good, because there are probably a whole bunch that don't sound like they end in A-R-Y, but do. Thank you.
pick up the Sunday news. I need my funny papers. A little orphan Annie and me have a rendezvous at three with Mary Worth and Dick Tracy. My idea of time well spent is to stay in bed with you till the rent is due. Get out a checkered cloth, I'll pack a picnic basket. We'll find a clearing in the wood, and you can be Red Riding Hood. You may be bad, but you're so good. And my idea of having fun is laying naked in the sun with you. Oh, 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 on your Sunday clothes, I've had an inspiration. We'll ride downtown on the D and have a window shopping spree. It may be crass, but it's free. And my idea of what to do is making love with you on the
The Saturday Light Brigade there with Funny Papers by Dean Friedman. He's the guy that does that song, I've Got Too Much Stuff. But this that you just heard was a song that predates it by probably 40 years. Coming up, Alexander Fu is going to share some works on piano by way of the Pittsburgh Concert Society. That will be just in a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you to David for your recent donation, and to Janessa of the North Hills. Thanks for your contribution. I see Shelley Klein. There she is. I can see her out there. Hi, Shelley. Shelley is here with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And it's, it's been at least 15 years that we've had the pleasure of working with Pittsburgh Concert Society to amplify their work in encouraging young artists who are pursuing the craft of music as part of their life. Some might be going on to professional music careers. In other cases, these are young artists who simply have reached the incredible heights. I was going to say the top of their game, but artists are always growing. And today we're going to hear from a Mount Lebanon High School senior. He's 17, and his name is Alexander Fu.
Thank you.
Alexander Fu playing for you. Tell me about the piece you just played.
Yeah, this is a piece. I won't say the French name because I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's by Claude Debussy, and it's basically Isle of Joy. And essentially, it's basically inspired by French painting, and Claude Debussy wanted to, like, the painting is about some travelers, a group of people traveling to the birth site of Aphrodite, the goddess of love. And so he basically reimagined that painting in this piece.
Well, it was just beautiful. One thing is, you were listening that you probably couldn't detect is the number of times you were crossing your hands as you played. Is that called for in the way the piece is written, or is that a choice that you make?
The piece, technically, it's pretty much called for in the sense that you need to cross your hand to keep the melody like sounding the way it does, and it technically depends.
It would be very difficult to do otherwise. It was fascinating to watch you. There were times when your hands were very close together, almost as if you had 10 fingers on one hand as you played. And it's got to be hard to, was it hard to develop the technical skills to do that kind of piece?
Yeah, when I started learning this piece, it's really a technically demanding piece, in my opinion, but slowly, like, I love the piece personally a lot, and like the more I played, the more it just became natural, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I know you have two more pieces. I would like very much to get them in. So before we go to your second piece, I'm curious when you began playing and who you currently are studying with, and if you know what you're going to be doing after high school.
Yeah. I started playing piano probably, let me see, when I was 6 years old. And currently I study at CMU with Miss Song Im Kim. And after high school, I'm not too sure what I'm going to be doing, but I hope to continue playing the piano. But maybe I might want to go into maybe like math or physics. And that's kind of what I'm leaning towards right now.
Yeah, and as you know, you're not alone in that regard. Even there are a lot of accomplished musicians that have other primary occupations, and it's tough to figure out what you want to do as you approach graduation. Well, next you have a piece from Beethoven, is that correct? Or what would you like to play next?
I would like to change things a little bit up.
Absolutely.
And I want to play a piece by Kapustin, and it's a really cool piece, which you'll see, but it's basically like a jazz and classical like mixture fusion, if you would say, Nikolai Kapustin.
I can't wait to hear. Again, it is Alexander Fu.
Thank you.
Alexander Foo, that was fun. I'm glad you chose to play it. There's such drive in that particular song or composition. Do you like to play other styles of music in addition to classical?
Yeah. Well, the piece I just played, Capustin, I really enjoy playing that piece, though it's... And I do play a lot of other classical pieces, but I do primarily dabble in, like, classical music. I mean, with my school orchestra, we play some modern, like, film music and stuff, but that's essentially all interactions I have with...
It's wonderful to listen to you. I know your parents are here today. Is there anybody you we mentioned your teacher? Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge or mention?
Yeah, I mean, thanks to I would like to thank my mom and my dad for supporting me on my music education. They have consistently provide me with all the opportunities I could ask for in my music education throughout my years. So shout out to them.
Excellent. And I really am very appreciative of your being here. I know people, as they listen, are really enjoying what you have, what you're offering. A question I have for you is, you mentioned the school orchestra. Are you part of the orchestra or any other music organizations in school?
Yeah, I'm actually quite active. Like in the school orchestra, I play the violin actually. And I'm also a violinist in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And I also played piano a little bit for the school band, but that's more of like a one-off thing. But.
And why do you think it's important to have music programs in school?
Well, for one thing, I personally enjoy playing the piano, but it is a little lonely sometimes. And I feel like I made a lot of my friends just through various music programs. And plus, you get to learn more like collaborative abilities. And many of my friends are made through different like orchestras and stuff and like chamber music ensembles. And it's really important.
Thank you. Yeah, it goes beyond just the art in of itself. If you're collaborating with somebody making music, it is a good way of learning how to collaborate to do other things too, I think. So this is Alexander Foo. Before your final piece, anything else you would like to say that you didn't get a chance to?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on this show. I'm really appreciative of this opportunity. And for my friends who might be listening, you know, check this show out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And also thank you to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. You can learn more about their excellent work at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. I mentioned Shelley Klein, one of their board members, is here today. How will you close? What are you going to play next?
Yeah, I have one more piece. It's Beethoven's one of the three major sonatas, Waldstein. I will say this one is more of a slightly work in progress, but I will hopefully play a pretty good performance today. I hope so at least, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us here again, Alexander Foo.
Thank you.
Alexander Fuv, that's a work in progress. I can't wait to hear when you feel it's perfect, because that sounded perfect. Thank you for being with us today. And thanks again to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Learn more about them at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Saturday Light Brigade with the Jim Hurst Trio, and a beautiful version of Sitting on Top of the World. You're in the midst of our youth Express Hour. You'll find it at slbradio.org. We have a 24/7 stream of Youth Express features. Our catalog also contains a lot of youth features. And soon we'll be adding even more to both of those services. The Northside Gallery Players Junior Series take on great theater works, and this year it's 42nd Street, and they will have performances opening September 18th and then running through the 20th of the month, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Circle Pittsburgh, 230 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. And we're getting them ready to go right now. They're going to give you a preview of the show featuring Lullaby of Broadway and Getting Out of Town. They're in the Youth Media Center right now, where a stage has been set up. We're getting them ready to go. And what I love is we've got students from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different schools. And about 10 students in all from what is a cast of over 30 students in grades 2 through 9. So they will join us momentarily. Oh, a lot of parents out there too. Hello, parents. I can't wait to parents and others. It's good to see you all. the music of Sun Ra. And can the Northside Gallery players hear me? Are you, I see a thumbs up. Just wanted to be sure. It's good to see everybody. They are all set up. I can't see their faces, but I'll be able to after they share their very first number with you from 42nd Street. It is going to be opening up their production of it September 18th. Here they are, the North Side Gallery Players.
Think of the scenery that will never be seen, the costumes never worn, the orchestrations never heard. Think of the songs that will wither and die if you don't go out and sing them. Think of the music that you won't be able to play. Sawyer, think of Broadway. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway.
Always this hesitancy. Wow, you all sounded great, and I'd like to meet everybody. Do we have a rep from the organization here too? There you are. Oh, there you are. I'm the last person to know. Tell me a little bit about yourself and about the group. Then we're going to meet all of you. So think about shout outs and hellos and stuff.
This group started about 11 years ago in our neighborhood in Brighton Heights on the north side. I had a mom that came in for a preschool graduation and played the piano for her daughter. She started singing and I said, oh, we're going to have a group. She didn't want to do it. I got all the neighbors in. I kind of forced them. And then it caught on. And every year, a neighbor would come in and want to be a part of the group and say, how do I get in on that too? And so it started with adults, and then their children came, and it just stayed.
Wonderful.
So now we have adults and youth ensembles.
And you are?
Jessica Paletti. I run their group. I produce it. And then we have Maria Sassani, who could not be with us today. She does all the music.
And you know now that those initials, your initials, are why you're known as JPGalleryPerformingArts.com. And that's where you can go, JPGalleryPerformingArts.com. Is there ticket information there now?
There is. If you log on to the website, it's right at the top. It says 42nd Street Youth Edition. You click on it and you can get your tickets.
Excellent. Congratulations on what you're doing. Not everybody would have the moxie or the stamina to do that.
We love kids. It's what we do. So even on our most tiring day, we get up because we enjoy them. This is what we do.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to come back to you in a moment. First, I'm just going to go right down the line and give each of you a chance to tell me your name, where you go to school, the grade you're in, and if you have any shout outs or anything you'd like to say, this is the perfect time to do it. Can I start with you? Go ahead.
My name is Noor Gray. I play Maggie Jones. I am in sixth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa, and I would like to shout out like my mom and my family for supporting me throughout my theater experiences.
How has Kappa been so far during your first year?
It's been really good.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Hello. My name is Eleanor Williams. I play Dorothy Brock, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa for 7th grade. I would like to shout out Miss Jessica and Miss Maria because I've been doing the company for 5 years now, and they always bring so much joy and enthusiasm into all of the performances.
Very nice to meet you.
I'm Addison Lott, and I go to Northgate, and I'm 12 years old, and I would like to shout out my mom, my dad, and my whole family for supporting me.
Nice to meet you as well. Now, I can't say I'm going to be meeting this person because I know this guy. I've known him practically his whole life, but I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Ralph Caccaro. I play Billy Lawler in 42nd Street. I'm in fifth grade at Allegheny Traditional. And I would like to shout out Miss Maria and Miss Jessica because they really helped me build up confidence for theater.
That's great. And I know Ralph's mom and dad. And Cora is home sick today, I think, right? So we'll give a shout out to her, too. It's good to see you, Ralph. How about you?
Hi, my name is Joel Allen. I am in sixth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa, and I also play Billy Lawler. I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Jessica and Miss Maria, who have helped me sustain this role and act it well, and also my mom and dad.
Wonderful. And you're next.
Hi, my name is Juliana Van Dyke. I play Julian Marsh, and I'm in eighth grade at Pittsburgh Kappa. And I would like to give a shout out to Miss Maria Sassani because she's always been here for us, and she even takes out her own time. She gives us private lessons to help us know our songs and our lines, and she's just so amazing. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my family for just always being there and spending time doing theater with me.
Thank you very much for that. Hi.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Dames. I'm in fifth grade at Westview Elementary, and I would like to shout out my aunt, and it's her birthday today, my Aunt Desiree.
Happy birthday. Is she here?
No. Here.
Happy birthday, Aunt Desiree. And by the way, if you're listening, and I know you are, feel free to text us, and after the one additional number they're going to do, I will read your text messages. Our number is 412 200 5975, 412-200-5975. So maybe Aunt Desiree will let us know she's listening. Are you going to celebrate her birthday later?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, call her at her birthday. How about you?
My name is Adrian Schubert. I'm in fifth grade, and I go to Allegheny Traditional. I would like to give a shout-out to everyone here for being here and supporting us for today.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ivy Bull. I play the role of Bert, and I go to Pittsburgh Schiller in sixth grade. And I would like to shout out my family and Miss Jessica and Miss Maria for, like, this is my first year at JP, and they've really helped me, like, get better at theater and things like that.
Excellent. Thank you. And here's our last student.
Hi, I'm Noah Long. I go to eighth grade, also at Schiller. I play Julian Marsh, and I would like to shout out my mom, my dad, and my sister for helping me get better at my roles. And I would also like to shout out my friends for helping me choose the right decision to come and do this show.
Terrific. These are, Ralph mentioned developing confidence, feeling, more sure of yourself as you're either on stage or just interacting with other people. And I think as you listen, you can certainly get the sense that the folks you just heard from are confident, beautiful voices. Their acting is terrific. And you'll have a chance to see their production of 42nd Street. It opens on Thursday, September 18th. Then it runs on the 19th and then the 20th. Just those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 18th through the 20th at the Circle, Pittsburgh, 230 Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue, JP Gallery. performingarts.com is how you can get additional information. And I'm going to turn to JP once again. Oh, it won't be hard, I promise. I know this production is filled, but for kids who might be listening or parents, how can people get involved the next time around?
They just email us info@jpgalleryforperformingarts.com. They, whether adult or youth, they just simply have to say, I would like to be on the theater mailing list. And when we have a show, they get the information. And we never turn anybody away. When we do auditions, it's for placement so that the kids and the adults feel comfortable. But if you have no experience, if you don't sing and you want to be in it, you will be in it.
Thank you. I really admire not only the work you're doing, but the way you're doing it.
Thank you.
Thanks. I get to introduce you. Our second number is from 42nd Street. It's called Getting Out of Town. And here, again, members of the cast, which is 30-plus youth from Northside Gallery Players Junior Series, members of the cast of the upcoming production of 42nd Street.
I'm grabbing my hat and coat.
I'm leaving the cat a note.
Quick, call me a ferry boat, getting out of town.
I'm sorry I couldn't take you anyplace fancier.
You know a guy named Pat Denning?
Yes, but...
Well, we got a message. He better lay off his rock name or it's gonna be too bad for him. Get it?
Friends, with good advice. You with company?
Yeah.
Send a message to Miss Dorothy Brock. Tell her I'm going to be out of town in Philadelphia for joining the stock market for 6 months.
I don't want to go to Philadelphia. My contract says I'm staying out of town in Atlantic City.
Note for you, Miss Brock.
But Dorothy, why don't you want to go to Philadelphia?
Who says I don't want to go to Philadelphia? I want to go to Philadelphia. My contract says I must stay out of town in Philadelphia.
You got everything. Hats, coats, trunks, dogs, cats, canaries. So let's get him aboard. That dress rehearsal starts at 8 o'clock sharp. So let's get this dress rehearsal started.
The neighbors
So well done. The North Side players, and Meg wrote in to say, congratulations. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. They just sent a text message a moment ago. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where in a moment you're going to hear Mark Reisman and Will Condridge together. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, W.